boys would go down in the grove, and the girls would go in there to pick it.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
You'd think the school board would have taken it under themselves and built toilets.
They didn't, though. They didn't. They sure didn't.
Huh.
Of course, there was a big grove. We used to have a big grove where we had nice times in those days. We had picnics. And, of course, very few people had buggies or surreys or anything like that. Most people had wagons to take the family in. And when we prepared for the picnic, why, we'd bake all day. We'd bake, we'd boil or bake a ham and let it cool, you know, but just let it just cool. We didn't have any ice or anything. No one got sick from it either. And we'd empty up our trunks. And that was what people carried their food to picnics in. That keep away the flies, and then it had the tray up there where you could put the pie in the upper part and the things that wouldn't mash in the bottom part and the dishes we eat out of. And that was the way, and they'd made the lemonade in barrels.
Boy, that was good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They made the lemonade in barrels and had dippers to dip it out with, you see.
What did you cook for these? Anything special?
For picnics? Oh, well, cakes and pies and chicken, fried chicken, and things like that. Oh, we had good food in those days.
Whole trunk full.
I can remember especially a cake that Mrs. Frank McGinley brought to a 4th of July picnic, and we had it in the grove. I was only about 8 year old, but I can remember that cake so well. And it was a blackberry. It had blackberry filling in it.
Mm.
And I can remember when she unwrapped it how nice smell. I can remember that today as well as anything.
Mm.
She just died a few years ago. She's real old.
Boy, I bet that was a treat.
Yes, it was.
Cake full of all those goodies.
They had a surrey with a fringe on top. The McGinleys did. And we were real pleased when they would come out.
Mm.
That was something to us. They had a surrey with a fringe on top.
What, did you have a one-horse buggy or a two-horse buggy?
Yes, one-horse
buggy. What did you call those two things that stuck
out?
Shafts.
Shafts.
And on a wagon, was there?
Tongue.
Uh-huh.
Tongue. Tongue. And neck yoke, you know.
Uh-huh.
And single trees where you hitch the tug onto. Oh, I've harnessed many a horse. Those harnesses are pretty heavy to put on a horse, too.
Well, that's true.
Uh-huh.
What did the single tree connect to?
The single tree to the double tree. The single tree to the double tree. And the double tree is right in the middle of the tongue. Now, like this was a tongue.
Right.
This double tree was here, and the single tree is here. And each horse fastening those, let's see what you... I wonder if I forgot what that is. Tugs.
Mm-hmm.
To the single tree.
What did you hold in your hands?
The lines when we drove them.
Uh-huh.
Lines.
Uh-huh. Was this for a buggy or a wagon?
Well, we had the... in a buggy, we had the we had a... I suppose single tree, yes, on the buggy too, you know, between the shafts. The shafts was on each side of him, it was wooden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we had lines that we fastened to the bridle, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the bridle had usually a smooth bit.
Uh-huh. What did your husband put on the horse's head if he was going to break him?
Well, he didn't put anything on. He usually just tied in, put a bridle, put pinch bits, they call it. That was